خمس أرغفة والسمكتين من أكثر الأناجيل اللي بتتقرا لينا في الكنيسة. مش بس الأناجيل بتتقرا في الكنيسة، لكن أيضا الصلوات الخاصة اللي احنا بنصليها، صلاة الساعة 9 دايما نقرا فيها هذا الإنجيل. الإنجيل ده بيتقرا في الحد الثالث من شهر أبيب، الحد الثاني من شهر أمشير، وبيتقرا لما ربنا يدينا خمس آحاد في الشهر القبطي. يبقى دايما الحد الخامس نسميه حد البركة، وفي هذا الحد، حد البركة، بنقرأ الإنجيل بتاع إشباع الجموع من الخمسة أرغفة والسمكتين. من كتر ما بنقرأ الإنجيل ده بناخد فيه تأملات كتيرة. ربنا يدينا نعمة النهاردة نتكلم شوية عن جوانب ربما ما نكونش قلناها قبل كده. لكن قبل ما نقول النقط ديت، احب ان احنا ناخد بالنا ان الانجيل ده مش هدفه انه يقول ان المسيح هياكلنا ويشبعنا ويشربنا في الارض. يعني مش هدف الانجيل ده ابدا ان احنا هناكل ونشرب من ايد ربنا ونشبع ونكبر وننمو في الجسد في العالم. لكن الهدف الاساسي للانجيل اللي هو انه يقول لنا ان المسيح هو خبز الحياة، بمعنى ان زي ما المسيح اكل الجموع دي كلها من الخمس رغيف والسمكتين، احنا اعظم اكل بناكله من ايد المسيح هو جسد المسيح ودمه. عشان كده لما نقرا المعجزه دي في انجيل معلمنا يوحنا الاصحاح السادس، نلاقي ان المسيح اكل الجموع وشبعهم، قعدوا يدوروا عليه، وبعدين لما لقوه قالوا له انت كنت فين؟ قال لهم انتوا بتدوروا عليا مش عشان شفتوا آيات وأمنتوا، لكن عشان أكلتوا من الخبز وشبعتم، أعملوا للطعام الباقي. قالوا له هو فين؟ ادلنا. موسى ادى أبائنا وأجدادنا المن في البرية، وانت تدينا ايه؟ قال لهم أنا اديكوا جسدي. إذن هدف المعجزة مش انه يقول ان المسيح يقدر يأكل من 5000 من الخمس ترغيف والسمكتين 5000 راجل ما عدا النساء والأولاد. طب ما دي حاجة سهلة، وانت تفتكر ان دي حاجة صعبة عن المسيح ان هو يأكلنا ويشربنا وينزل أكل من السماء كل يوم لنا كلنا؟ طب ما هو ادى لبني إسرائيل 40 سنة في البرية أكل من، ولما تبطروا على المن اداهم سلوى وداهم مية من صخرة، والصخرة كانت تمشي معاهم. دي سهلة، لكن الحكمة في هذه المعجزة ان المسيح نفسه هو خبز الحياة. يعني بمعنى اخر ان المعجزة دي بتتكلم عن سر التناول، تتكلم عن سر التناول، وازاي كلنا كمؤمنين من اولنا لاخرنا، مش بس في كندا ولا في مصر ولا في امريكا ولا في استراليا ولا في كل انحاء العالم، مش بس الكنيسة القبطية، لكن كل كنيسة بتؤمن بجسد المسيح ودمه. المسيح بيدي جسده ودمه لكل هذه الملايين، والجسد ما بيخلصش والدم ما بيخلصش. هي دي المعجزة الحقيقية. النهاردة اشباع الجموع معناها ان المسيح مش عايز بس يدينا عيش وسمك، لكن عايز يدينا جسده ويدينا دمه. طوبى للإنسان اللي كل مرة يجي الكنيسة يجي مستعد وجاهز وياخد من جسد المسيح ودمه يشبع ويرتوي. The wisdom of this miracle is not only that our Lord Jesus Christ gave them, I mean the multitudes who were 5,000 men except the women and the children, from the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they ate and they were filled, and 12 baskets of leftover fragments were taken up by them. But the wisdom of this miracle is that our Lord Jesus Christ wants to give us his holy body and precious blood. All over the world, in every liturgy, not only in our church, but in all the churches who believe that this is the holy body and the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we take or receive this holy body and this precious blood, and the body is still the body and the blood is still the blood without being finished, and it will remain bread of life for us until the end of ages, until his second coming. The first point which we want to speak on this part of the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 9, is the beginning of this Gospel. In the beginning he says, and the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. He sent them to the villages to preach the gospel to the Jews. Then he took them and went aside privately into a deserted place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. The first point that our Lord Jesus Christ wanted to spend the time privately with his disciples, but the multitudes knew where he was, followed him, and then he received them. Many times the servant wants to do something, but the need of the service urges him to change his mind or change his plan to receive the people. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ did with the multitude. He wasn't intended to spend the time with the multitude. He wanted only to spend the time with the disciples. But when the people came to him, he received them joyfully. He welcomed them. And he taught them. And he healed the sick people among them. And this is a lesson to us. You don't live for yourself. You don't live for your needs only. Or you don't carry out your desire at all. But the true servant is that one who leaves himself to the leadership of the Holy Spirit to lead him to be a good article, a good instrument to give the people their needs. مش لازم يعني ان المسيح كان يقول لهم يا جماعة أنا عايز أقعد مع التلامذة بتوعي شوية كده وبعدين أبو تعالوا. ما عملش كده المسيح. الناس جم قد خلاص. مادام جم الناس أنا ما أقدرش أردهم أبدا. ياريت نتعلم الحكاية دي أن الواحد بدل ما يعيش لنفسه يعيش للناس شوية. يعيش لربنا عشان يخدم الناس. وإذا الناس طلبوا خدمة ما يردهمش. ما يلهمش تعالوا بكرة. سليمان الحكيم يقول كلمة رائعة. يقول لا تقل لأخيك الذي يسألك شيئا احضر غدا لكي أعطيك وأنت في بيتك خيرات. أما واحد يجي يسألك على حاجة تقول له طب تعال فوت علينا بكرة. تعال لنا بكرة ولا بعد بكرة. طب وانت عندك دلوقتي ما تدينه. تعرفك بكرة يحصل ايه. يقول مدام عندك ما تقولش تعالى بكرة ولا تعالى بعده. درس مهم جدا ادهولنا المسيح النهاردة انه تنازل عن رغبته الشخصية انه يتقابل مع تلاميذه. واول ما جم الناس تقابلهم بفرح. The second lesson is that great love of these multitudes to our Lord Jesus Christ. They followed him. Where? Where are you following Jesus Christ? To the city? Besides the market? In a pasture place? Where can you find some food and some drink while you are listening to him or after you listen to him? No. They followed him to the wilderness, to a deserted place. They didn't ask themselves, what can we eat? If we want to drink, how can we find the drink? They didn't ask themselves at all this question. They only followed him. And these are the people who can get benefit of our Lord Jesus Christ. To follow him. Follow him. Even the deserted place. When you follow our Lord Jesus Christ in the deserted place, be sure that he will feed you and he will give you your needs. Wherever our Lord Jesus Christ is, you will find rest, happiness, and you will be filled with food and drink, and you will have all your needs. ده جمال الناس الحلوين دول اللي مشوا ورا المسيح. مشوا ورا لغاية الصحراء وما حدش سأل نفسه يا ترى هناكل ازاي ولا هنشرب ازاي ولا هنلاقي ايه. تصوروا بقى ان 5000 راجل ما عدا النساء والاولاد ما فهمش غير غلام واحد معاه 5 رغيف وسمكتين. تخيلوا. imagine بقى ان فيه مثلا at least 15,000. لو قلنا ان كل راجل معاه واحدة ست وابن واحد بس او بنت واحد يبقوا at least 15,000. 15,000 people they had nothing. Just a boy had 5 loaves and 2 fish. واحد بس. واحد بس. والباقيين قال كله جاي عارف انه مدام جاي للمسيح يبقى لازم مش ممكن هيترد فاضي. دي حتة ايمان مهمة جدا. If you want to follow Jesus Christ, don't ask yourself, what shall I eat? What shall I drink? What shall I put on? Or how can I find clothes? Just follow him. Follow him. Our Lord Jesus Christ passed one day on a tax collector called Levi, and he said to him, follow me. And he left everything and followed him. And this Levi became Matthew, the writer of the first gospel, and became one of his 12 disciples. He didn't ask himself taking some money He left everything and followed him without anything with him. هي دي التبعية للمسيح. عايزة إيمان، عايزة إيمان. أنا بستغرب من واحد يكون ماشي وراء المسيح ومع المسيح، وبعدين تجي له مشكلة مادية يقلق ويتعب. تعبان من إيه؟ قلقان ليه؟ المسيح هيسيبك؟ مش ممكن هيسيبك. إذا كنت فاكر إن المسيح هيسيبك، اقرأ لقى 9 وارجع تلاقي إن المسيح أكل وشبع الناس جوه الصحراء وفات 12 أفر. أرجوك ما تخافش وما تضطربش وما تقلقش. طول ما أنت ماشي ورا المسيح عمرك ما هتجوع ولا هتعطش ولا هتتعرق، بس أنت امشي وراه زي ما بيقول الكتاب المقدس: كنت فتى وقد شخت، لم أرى صديقا تخلي عنه، ولا ذرية له تلتمس خبزا، لا هو جاع ولا أولاده ولا نسله جاع. صديق اللي هو ماشي ورا المسيح. The third point: there were among these multitudes many sick people. Many sick people. لكن المسيح لما شفى يقول لك شفى المحتاجين إلى الشفاء. شوف يقول إيه: He received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. مش healed the sick people، لا، بالك من النقطة دي. He healed those who had need of healing. المحتاجون إلى الشفاء شفاء. مش كل واحد عيان بينال الشفاء. أمال مين؟ قال العيان اللي حاسس بعيان، المريض اللي حاسس بمرضه، اللي يجي لطبيب النفوس والأجساد يطلب الشفاء، هو ده اللي ينال الشفاء. ياما ناس عيانة ومش دريانة. أنا بتكلم روحيا دلوقتي، لأن أي واحد بيجي له صداع قد كده بيضربي، لكن أي واحد تيجي له خطية إذا ما كانش واخد باله من نفسه يبقى شايل الخطية، يعني عيان روحيا ومش دريان. تسأله عامل إيه؟ يقول لك الحمد لله ماشي، ماشي كويس، أو ماشي الأمور كويس، ما فيش أي حاجة كده. لا لا لا، ما فيش أي حاجة. وبعدين لما تدخل جوه حياته تلاقي ضعفات كتيرة، وتلاقي خطايا كتيرة، وتلاقي متاعب كتيرة، أمراض روحية، مريان بالأمراض الروحية، لكن هو مش دريان إن هو مريض روحيا، هو فاكر إن الأمور هي ماشية، أهل العالم ماشي، واضح إحنا كلنا ماشيين وخلاص. تقولش كده يا عزيزي. المسيح لما شفى، شفى المحتاجين إلى الشفاء. Our Lord Jesus Christ healed those who had need of healing. If you don't think that you are sick spiritually and you need the healing of our Lord Jesus Christ, the physician of your soul and spirit as well as body, you will not be healed spiritually. I will still sick if I don't come to him professing and confessing my sickness, my weakness, my need to him to heal me. Please don't forget this verse at all. He healed those who had need of healing. It needs from us to feed back ourselves, to come back to myself every day, asking myself about the points of sickness, the points of weakness which I committed during the day, asking God of healing. How many people put their heads on the pillows and sleep even without making repentance, even without coming back to their God, even without confessing their weakness. How many times did you go to bed without even praying, or praying from the bottom of your heart? This is the lesson, that we all need the healing, but some of us feel that they need the healing, and many of us don't feel the same feeling. ربنا يدينا كل نعمة وكل بركة ويخلينا نلجأ إليه باستمرار باستمرار. The fourth point and the last one is, if I am healed of my sicknesses, then I need the bread from his hands. I need the bread from his hands. It wasn't enough for the people to be healed, but it was essential for them to be fed, to have food from the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the last lesson and the most important lesson today. Not only to repent, not only to feel sorrow, not only to feed back your life, but also to have from the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the fellowship of Christianity, to be a fellow in the church. You have to receive the Holy Communion. And I asked myself, how long did I spend without receiving the Holy Communion? Don't spend a long time, because if we are healed without receiving the Holy Communion, so we still need the forgiveness of our sins and the power of resurrection of the body which we receive in the altar at the end of every liturgy. The aim of the liturgy is to receive the Holy Communion. If you come to the church without receiving the Holy Communion, it means that you are coming not as a partner, but as an observer. احنا ما احناش مراقبين. تدخل البرلمانت كده تلاقي منصة كده يقول لك المنصة دي بتاع الأوبزيرفرز. ايه الأوبزيرفرز؟ دول الناس اللي بيحضروا البرلمان. وبعدين الأعضاء تحت عمالين يتناقشوا discussing الممبرز بتوع البرلمان. وانت بقى يجي على بالك حاجة تيجي ترفع صبعك يقول لك لا no you are an observer. انت you don't have any right to speak in the parliament. You are not an observer in the church. You are partner. You are a part of the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have to receive the Holy Communion every time. It's new in our church. This prayer, or what we call reconciliation prayer, after the deacon cries out saying, greet one another with a holy kiss, he used to say, let the doors be closed. After he warns the people who are attending in the church, that who is ready to receive the Holy Communion may stay in the church, and who is not ready may leave. And after they leave, those who are not ready to receive the Holy Communion, they used to shut the doors and then to pray the liturgy for all the congregation, for all the people who are attending the liturgy, and at the end all of them receive the Holy Communion. It wasn't permitted at all that anyone attends the liturgy without receiving the Holy Communion, because it is the goal of the liturgy. We are not coming just to sing, just to listen, just to hear a sermon. No, we are coming mainly to receive the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The last point, that when you receive the Holy Communion, you don't receive it from the hand of the priest. You receive it from the hand of God Himself. You receive it from the hand of God Himself. Because at the Last Supper, our Lord Jesus Christ said to His disciple, "Take, eat, this is My body. Take, drink, this is My blood." And the word is eternal word, not only at the time, but also in this time. He says, "Come and receive, this is My holy body." Therefore, the priest, when he gives you the Holy Communion, he says, "The holy body of Jesus Christ." And you say, "Amen." And you don't take it from the hand of Abuna Shnuda or Abuna Tadrus or any Abuna. No. You receive it from the hands of God Himself. He gives you His body through this priest, through him. But you don't receive it from the hand of the priest. Don't forget this point. Every time you come to receive the Holy Communion, close your eyes and remember this point. And imagine, not imagine, and believe that the hand which is giving you the body is the hand of God Himself, not the priest. Because He wants to give you His holy body and His precious blood, forgiving your sins and giving you down payment of an eternal life. Let us pray that God help us to receive His holy body and to receive His precious blood every time we come, to be ready to cleanse our hearts, to purify our minds and our lives, to be able to have this great gift of gifts in the altar and the church every day. Glory be to God now and ever and forevermore. Amen.